Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The air is saturated with loud noise about health care reform. That's all we hear. The whole issue has become very confusing. Well, an opinion piece written by John Mackey does more to simplify the issue and give us direction than anything that I've seen. The amazing thing is that John Mackey is co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods Markets. Whole Foods Markets is a poster child for the organic food lovers. But the liberal organic food lovers don't like John Mackey's philosophy on health care. Anyway, here is what he recommends. Number one, we need high deductible health insurance plans and health savings accounts. Whole Foods buys for their employees a high deductible health insurance plan, and the employee pays for his own doctor visits out of a health savings account supplemented by Whole Foods. And this way, for everyday health needs and doctor visits, the individual is paying the money. That discourages overuse of health care, and the high deductible insurance is there for catastrophic needs. Number two, equalize the tax laws so that employer-provided health insurance and individually owned health insurance have the same tax benefit. It's not the same now. Number three, repeal all state laws that prevent insurance companies from competing across state lines. If I'm going to buy my health insurance out of Kentucky, I should have the right. Insurance from Kentucky just might be less expensive. Number four, repeal the government mandates of what health insurance should cover. The government wants to dictate everything now. And number five, enact tort reform. Lawsuits are driving the cost of health care through the roof. Number six, make costs transparent. We need to know what a doctor visit costs. The $10 copay is not the real cost. Mr. Mackey goes on to say that the Constitution does not guarantee health care as an intrinsic right, any more than food or shelter. We're all responsible for our own lives and our own health. And he reminds us that many of our health care problems are self-inflicted. Two-thirds of Americans are overweight. They eat too much. Some people choose to smoke. Some drink too much. There are many self-destructive lifestyles. Mr. Mackey's liberal, organic food lovers can't believe that he doesn't support a government-run health system. The fact is, we can't afford it. Remember what Margaret Thatcher said? The problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.